You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. This is the Civic Media Network. I am Pete Schwabe. Coming to you live from beautiful northeast Wisconsin in a little town I like to call Christmas City, USA. I'm the only one that does that, as of now, also known as Marinette. And coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, just down the coast, if I can call Lake Michigan a coast. It's a coast, Greg, right?
Yes.
You can pull that off, yeah.
Absolutely. It's the best.
That's the voice of Greg Bach, who is my co-host, and it's nice to see you, sir. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing quite well. It's really nice outside. I had a good day. Got a lot done. Getting ready for the weekend. It's Friday Eve. I'm here for it.
Dude, Thursday in many ways is more fun than Friday to me.
Absolutely.
It's like, you're almost there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, well, that's good to hear. Dom, how you doing, buddy? Dom Lee is in Madison, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us, the three of us together, if you're watching on the stream, you can see that we are a triangle, and one of our listeners, Brett, affectionately calls us the Yotterhay Triangle. So I accept that. That's a good moniker.
I'm doing pretty good, Pete. I'm doing pretty good. I'm not.
I took a long way to get there. Sorry. I asked you how you were doing.
How are you doing?
This ramble.
But let me finish something. Yeah. This idea. I had this idea rattling around in my brain box here. 7 hours later. And the other thing about the second Grease movie is, no, I'm just kidding. Dom, how you doing?
I'm doing
back
pretty
to
good.
Dom, yeah,
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not doing great though, and the reason for that is because I went to Aldi, but I left my quarter at home, so I couldn't.
Dude.
I had to go back. I had to go back and then go. It's only a 10-minute drive, but still, it's kind of like a come on. Right? Like, come
That's
on.
It's a long drive, though, for a quarter.
Yeah. You just put a quarter in your car.
I know, I should, but I just didn't today.
I've done that.
It's
then
my
you
fault.
Lose it.
It's my fault, but it's still, you know, it made my day rather than
you're
amazing.
You're turning into Jimmy Caesar right here. I forgot my quarter. I left my quarter at home.
It's big of you to take the blame, though.
It's not very American of you. It's not very American of you.
Yeah. That is bad though. I've been at Aldi when I've had to ask someone for a quarter, and I had like three nickels and a dime. I was like, "Can I get a quarter?" It would just like give it to you because they feel bad for you.
Yeah, no, just
but
keep it, buddy. You're good.
It's humbling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
How are you, Pete?
I'm doing okay. I made the mistake. I think I told you guys earlier in the week. I put this fire table together with a propane tank. Pardon me, and I did okay. I think I assembled it properly, but there might be a wire issue. I went to the store last night. There's this Tractor Supply company here. I went there to get propane, and I've done this. This is about the third or fourth time I've done this in my life. Their colors are black and red. There's a dude there wearing black and red, and I say, "Sir, excuse me, I'm here to get some propane." And the guy looks at me and goes, "I don't work here." Like,
wow.
He was annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, you're wearing black and red. It's just a coincidence."
Yeah.
I immediately backtracked. And I'm like, "I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't think it was that big of an insult, but I've done that. I did that once, you ever do that? You like go to an A&W and there's someone wearing brown and orange. And it's like, seriously? That's an interesting fashion.
Or you go to Target and someone's wearing red and khaki. You're like, come on, man.
With a bullseye.
You're just asking for it at this point. Like, you're just asking. That happened to me once. I was at a Pick and Save after work on a day when at a job where I wore a tie to work, and a lady came up to me. She goes, "I'm looking for yogurt." I'm like, "I don't work here, but the yogurt's in this aisle over here." I had to help her, like, because she was just very nice.
That's
very I knew
sweet.
Where the yogurt was, but I was also like, right. "I don't work here."
Sometimes I'll go there and I'll just start rearranging the produce, hoping people think I work there. So I can come across like a big shot. You know?
Do you work here? Yeah, my name is Pete Tractor Supply.
I'm volunteering. Bananas are over there. Folks, we have a great show tonight. We got this is going to be fun, guys. We got our pal Logan Rogge coming by at 5:35. He's going to be here to tell us what's going on in Wisconsin, and who better to do this? Logan works for Travel Wisconsin. He is their senior communication specialist. So he'll be here. He drops by periodically. We always have a nice chat with Logan. And there's so much going on here in Wisconsin, guys. This is the time of year that Wisconsin really sparkles, I think. I love being here. Fall is actually my favorite season, but I love Wisconsin in the summer. We got the lakes. It's just a great, great place to be. It's a state of mind.
Very much so. Very much. And welcome on in, everyone, to Wisconsin. And tell your friends. Tell your friends. Greg on the live stream asks a really quick question here. He says, what is the thing with a quarter at Aldi? Well, Greg, if you've never been there, they have a the system where their carts are locked up by these small chains to a little box on the cart. And to get the cart out, you got to put a little quarter in there. And then when you're done with the cart, you put the chain back in the little box and it spits your quarter back out like a little deposit. So I guess you don't steal the cart, but that's the whole deal with the quarter at Aldi.
And then they don't have to hire people either to wrangle the carts, too. I think that's part of it, like just to keep their costs down. And man, that's a place I used to have kind of, not a prejudice toward, but I never wanted to go to Aldi. It always freaked me out because they were always kind of like dimly lit. And like, I'm like, really? What's in there? Yeah, for years ago. But I would say about 12 years, maybe about 2014 or 2013, I started going there. I am all about Aldi. I love Aldi.
That's all I go. Nice. Yeah, that's where I go every time. Every time.
And we're not paid by Big Aldi either, folks. We're just three guys who enjoy fine shopping.
We like a nice deal at a fair price. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So Logan will be here at 5:35. He's going to tell us what's going on in Wisconsin this summer. And then in hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, it's Nightlight Movie Club. We do this every Thursday night here in our second hour. And this week's film is Casino Royale. That's right. It's a Bond film, baby. Join the conversation in the second hour. If you got an hour to squeeze in a little bit of viewing if you want to refresh your memory. But just want to listen to us or join the conversation any way you can. We love it when you guys participate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a very, very good time. What else we got on the old docket there, Pete? We got some stuff.
Lots of stuff. Yeah. We've got well, this is fun, guys. I love every time we do this at Civic Media. It's just so much fun. It's our Text to Win contest. And this Text to Win contest, which goes hand in hand with summer and Logan and everything happening in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. It's our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest happening right now. And all you need, folks, is the app. Just get the app. You probably already have it, but if you don't, get yourself the app. I'm going to give you a keyword in about 1 minute. Text that in on the app, and you will be eligible for our daily prize of $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. It doesn't get any better than that. And just by playing and texting in the keyword, you make yourself automatically eligible for the grand prize. And our grand prize for this contest is a $250 grocery card and a $250 gas card. That's big, big savings, Greg.
That's big, big savings. And you'll also have possibly an opportunity to get one extra entry if you haven't already. If you get a bounce back message from us asking to, hey, sign up for the newsletter or follow us on social media. You do that, you get one extra entry. It only happens during the contest once. That's it. One extra entry. But make sure you follow through, click through that link, get yourself another chance to win because that can make all the difference.
It's a click, you know? That's it. A click. And a little extra chance. It's great stuff. All right, folks. So this hour's keyword, get your pens and papers ready.
Dom, get your timpani sticks up.
I appreciate that.
Is fun. F-U-N. Fun. Think Wisconsin. Think summer. Think accelerate your summer with fun. Fun is this word's, is this hour's keyword. F-U-N. Fun. Text that in on the app and good luck, everybody. Let's have some fun. That is hot fun in the summertime, guys. Right? I mean...
It's any other song titles you can think of? Hot Town, Summer in the City.
Oh, yeah, I like summer. That one too.
Hot
Fun in the Summertime is a song.
Yeah, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you knew. I got that from somewhere. I thought it was a line from a movie or something.
Nope.
Okay.
Well I'm sure they've said it in movies. I'm sure they've said it in movies. That feels like an easy sentence to say, but it's also a song.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Say that in a movie. Sly, they're the ones that sing Hot Fun in the Summertime. Yes Dom. Yes. Thank you. Dom with the Google and the haircut, which is holding fast. I love it. Great stuff. Thank you, sir. That's why Dom is an outstanding producer. I think it's time, without further ado, speaking of James Bond, that we get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. question.
Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, you may have already guessed or had some inclination of what the question of the night is, but tonight's question is, what was the best James Bond movie? Or your favorite, whatever. You could go best favorite. Also, it's a two-parter. Who is the best Bond? And ready for this? It's a three-parter. Who do you think should play James Bond? We don't have a James Bond right now, guys.
No, we don't. They're still in talks. They still have not made a decision.
So there you go.
So it's a three-part question.
Have fun. Answer one part of it. Answer three parts of it. Elaborate. Send us an essay, folks. What was the best James Bond movie? Who was the best James Bond? And who should be the new Bond? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on that app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, send us a stream comment and let us know. Be part of the conversation and specifically join us in hour number two for Talk About Casino Royale with Nightlight Movie Club. It's going to be fun, guys.
It's me, absolutely, absolutely fun. We're going to have a blast here on this Thursday. It's not a casual Thursday, but it's still a fun Thursday.
You got a baseball jersey on, though. That would indicate casuality.
No, the Brewers did lose. Although I will say, when I last left the game, it was 3-10, and then it was that game ended up being 9-12. So,
oh, they made got a run, beat,
but they made a run in the bottom of the ninth. So I will give the Brewers that. I love them very much. Always, always fight until the very, very end.
There is no quit in the crew, for sure.
No, exactly. That's impressive. Exactly. All right. What do we have in the world of news, though, right now, Pete? We got so much going on here.
There's a lot of different stories.
I know.
Go for it, Greg. You pick.
Well, there's a new documentary coming out on Netflix about Michael Jackson. This one is coming out. It's called Michael Jackson, The Verdict. It's actually now streaming. It's a three-episode documentary exploring the 2005 criminal trial that probably won't be mentioned in the sequel movie to the biop of Michael Jackson. And this one seems to be getting very into some
allegations.
Allegations. And I mean, we're going to put the story in the show notes here. You can read it for yourself. But it, you know, he was found not guilty on all charges. He was acquitted completely. But as it says in this story, it's an acquittal. It's a trial process. The whole thing is something that changed him completely. He never recovered from it. 4 years later, he died, and it still leaves some folks saying, "What actually happened? What really happened?"
It's crazy. I don't know what happened. I know he's one of those guys. I like his music so much. I grew up listening to the Jackson 5. I didn't want any of it to be true. In terms of if there was assault or look, he definitely had teenagers and boys on his property, and
yes.
You could make a leap that I wouldn't do that today just because of the look. But back then, who knows what happened? Macaulay Culkin came to his defense and affected the trial greatly. People believed Macaulay Culkin. He said Michael Jackson is not this person. Like, he's helped kids. So I don't know, Greg. I hope it's not true. But like same with the Epstein thing. And people say if you accuse Trump with Epstein, they'll go, "Oh, what about Clinton or whatever?" Hey, anybody who does this, go away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, prosecute them, get them out of here.
My big question was always like, yeah, you wanted to have kids over, that's fine, but have the parents there too. You have a big house.
Right.
Hey, we're going to have a big party. We're going to, it just seemed very suspicious. And there are a lot of people out there who just simply say, "I don't care what you say. He's innocent. I don't care. I love his music. He's innocent.
Right.
I don't care." And that's hard to have a conversation about this topic then, because when we talk about prosecution, we talk about guilt, we talk about responsibility. It's very difficult when you just stop and say, "I don't believe you no matter what."
Yeah, and for both sides too, right? He was acquitted, but there was a civil suit. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that, but should be interesting viewing. Hey, we are coming right back, folks, to talk about some more goings-on in the world. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Great to have you here tonight, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We are coming to you live on the Civic Media Network, broadcasting through much of Wisconsin and parts beyond over the app and stream. It is a beautiful Thursday night in the state of Wisconsin. Greg and I are sifting through some current events here. I do want to read our pal Greg, who mentioned he wanted to know what the deal is with the Aldi in the quarter. And he said, "I just thought of this. That's my next career move, the blind cart wrangler." at Aldi.
Well, he actually said the blind heart wrangler. And if you know Greg, he'll wrangle your heart every time.
He does. And I saw that, but I thought it was a, what's a heart wrangler? I thought it was a typo.
No. I think it was a typo. He meant wrangler. I think that's what you meant, Greg. I don't want to assume. I think that's what you meant. But if you know Greg, if you've met Greg, he is a heart wrangler too. Like,
I totally
agree
with you.
Such
a great
guy.
And here's the really sad thing. Greg is a blind guy who had one typo. I have three or four per text, and I have pretty much 20/20 vision. So I don't know what that says about me.
A lot.
Thanks for sharing that one.
Chime in, guys.
I'm going to call
myself out. I'm giving him a compliment.
I know. I'm just saying, but you're still a good speller. I don't know. Well,
I was a spelling minor in college. So here's something, guys. I saw this today, and it kind of, you know, we've talked about this before, Greg, this UFC event at the White House. They are building this monstrosity that looks like it's out of a Bond film. Mm-hmm. This cage that's huge. It dwarfs the White House, at least from the angles of the pictures they take.
Yeah.
But today, this might have been yesterday, actually, UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell came out and said the government shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be sponsoring sports. I saw this on Yahoo, and his name is Bryce Thug Nasty Mitchell. But he's actually very articulate. You wouldn't expect that. But he is not ranked in the top 10, but he's considered a top 25 fighter. And he came out just like another UFC fighter. Sean Strickland came out, and he was silenced. And they don't like people speaking out against this event. But, you know, Bryce was an economics major, and he says our government is to protect and serve the people. Really should be as minimal as possible. And when you're doing all this stuff, hosting sporting events, it's really outside of what the goal of government was intended to be, because our tax dollars and resources are funding this operation. I totally agree with him. I love sports, but ultimately sports is not that important overall, and the government should not be. I totally agree with him. It's a great point.
It's interesting because in that clip, I watched the video of him. He said, like, I would totally be there. I'm not on the card. If you want me to be there, I'll totally be there. And he did his best to protect the UFC from this. He's like, do your thing, do your business. And I was like, all right, good skating there. But also, I guess Joe Rogan, he said he criticized the upcoming fight on the podcast, but he will be there to call the event. So,
right. He's not going
to. So it's bad, but if I'm going to get a taste, not that bad.
He's not going to skip a payment. No. I thought this was funny on your behalf, Greg. This is another thing Bryce Mitchell said. Something's going to change because evil empire, referring to the Trump administration, something's going to change because evil empires don't last forever. There's always a rebellion. Have you ever seen Star Wars? I was kind of leaving that nugget for you.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, that's what's going to happen, bro. Those are his words. he went on to say Darth Vader's going to get took down. Okay.
I don't know what that means. Is he saying that Donald Trump is Darth Vader? Because it's just, no, I want to see that in an AI slot picture. I'm sure that's out there somewhere. But I was really surprised because usually the UFC stays really quiet, especially because Dana White is basically one of the best friends of Donald Trump. So I'm wondering if there'll be any backlash for this young man because he said something. Although he did do his best to say, not the UFC. The UFC, do your thing. If you have the opportunity, go for it. But the government, bad.
Yeah, exactly. He was supportive of all the fighters. But look, this guy studied economics and had the courage to speak out. So I'm sure he'll land on his feet regardless of what happens. But that was very interesting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something that we came across too here, and we're going to put this all on the show notes, was the pure cost of the war to specifically Wisconsinites right now. A new study has said that Wisconsin families have paid more than $207 in gas and diesel since the beginning of the war, like per family, $207 more per family in gas and diesel. And farm bankruptcies have gone up 70% in 2 years. You'll see there'll be a link to the Watson School of International Public Affairs with a running tally, like that old, like the national debt clock that's in New York. This one here is the total consumer burden since the war started. And right now we're at $53.666 billion consumer burden on the war. And people are upset about it. I mean, we're seeing it in the polling numbers. We're seeing it people saying, like, we didn't want this war. We don't want anything that's happening like this. We wanted to be great again.
yeah, I don't, and it's kind of like when you see that ticker we saw online, mm-hmm. it like makes it real. It's like just constantly every second updating how much money is being spent. And
yep.
National gas price, the average of the lowest, I think is $3.55 a gallon in Indiana. It's now $5.98, basically $6 in California. Overall yep. national average is $4.25. I think that's about what it is here in Marinette. Maybe a little more expensive, but this was interesting too. The conflict with Iran on the same website said it is adding an estimated $85 to $120 to the average American's household monthly grocery yep. bill. So since the start of the war, $207 in gas, break that up, that's an extra 100 and change. And now you got $85 to $120 in groceries added to that, 220 plus. That's a lot of money for most people.
And here's the thing, too, is if the tariffs stopped tomorrow, if the war stopped tomorrow, if the Strait of Hormuz opened up tomorrow, that doesn't mean those prices are coming. I mean, the gas prices will go down, but your grocery bills probably will not go down. Those prices are not going anywhere. And we were also told on day one that he would cut prices. And yeah, we're far past day one.
Checking his watch. Yeah. This is the best time to bring Logan Rogge onto the show, I think, is yep. after news like this, because he's a happy guy, and he's the senior yeah. communication specialist at Travel Wisconsin. He will be joining us after the news, folks. It is so great to have you here. It's Thursday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Summer appears to be here. Maybe we'll get snow next week. I don't know. But for now, the weather's nice. So,
what are you doing?
Can you tell I live in northern Wisconsin? All right, we're coming back. And then it's Nightlight Movie Club in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabe, sitting just upstate, upriver, up lake, if you will, from Mr. Greg Bach, who joins us from Radio Park in Racine. Dom Lee holding down the fort at Civic Media headquarters in Madison. We are, the three of us, comprise the Yotter Hay Triangle. And if you're watching on the stream, you know exactly what we mean, because that's how we're arranged in the picture. So great to have you with us on this beautiful Thursday night in the state of Wisconsin. Just a reminder that this hour's keyword in our Accelerate Your Summer multi-state text-to-win contest here at Civic Media is fun. F-U-N, fun. So enter that in the on the app, and you will be eligible to win $100 in cash, a little prize package for Wisconsin Dells. And just by playing, you automatically enroll yourself for our grand prize. And Greg, what are our grand prizes?
Well, thank you so much, Pete, for asking. Our grand prizes are a $250 gift card for gas and a $250 card for groceries.
Wow.
Don't forget, folks, if you get a message from... Why am I talking like this? I'm talking... Hello, everybody. Welcome to the radio. And if you also get a message bounce back from us saying, hey, check out this, and we invite you to sign up for our newsletter or follow us on social media, that will get you one extra entry. You only get that once in the contest, not every single time. So it's basically one extra we're throwing your way if you do us a solid, follow us on social media, something like that. But make sure we can send you those text messages so you have a better chance of winning.
That sounds like what I like to call hot fun in the summertime. So in keeping with that theme, I am about to welcome our first and only guest of the evening, since it's Nightlight Movie Club. This gentleman has joined us countless times over the last two or three years, and he has loads of fun, and he has the 411 on what you need to be doing this summer in our beautiful state where there is lots of FUN fun and lots going on. Mr. Logan Rogge, the communications senior communications specialist from Travel Wisconsin, joins us now over the stream. Hi, Logan.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me on the program. It's great to be back.
Well, it's good to have you. And I just realized I never really put two and two together before, but you are the senior communications specialist. So that means you get to boss around all the other lower communication specialists?
All the juniors?
You know, that's not quite in the job description, but man, we can maybe workshop a new one.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, it's great to have you here, buddy. Let's jump right in to some of the things you shared with us that are happening around the state. Outdoor art. Where do we go to see beautiful murals or sculptures or what? What is happening this summer?
Yeah, so, you know, the calendar, it's showing June. We are at the start of summer, and there's just so many destinations across the state where you can get out and find art in the outdoors. One new one is in Oshkosh. last fall, they actually unveiled Wisconsin's largest mural. So muralist Mauricio Martinez, he's a nationally known artist. He accepted this call to paint a 1,000-foot stretch of wall along the Oshkosh River walk. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And he worked from sunup to sundown and completed the project in a month. So today it was a labor of love, and today you can enjoy it. It's this really cool, color-filled tribute to industry, heritage, and community, and it extends for nearly a quarter of a mile. Best ways to take it in is just going for a walk along that river walk or boating on the river. Plus, you're going to find a ton of other murals throughout Oshkosh.
Yeah. I love it. That sounds absolutely amazing. That's not the only kind of art that's out there. There's a great piece that looks like here in Marathon County as well.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have art in the outdoors and public art throughout the state. Marathon County, I'm sure they have some beautiful artwork throughout the county. One place that actually really stands out to me is the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. Have you heard of this one?
No,
I have neither. No,
it's actually the nation's largest rotating sculpture tour. So what that means is they have about 120 pieces of artwork, and some of them leave after each season and new ones come in. And it's just this fun way to keep it fresh for visitors. So you can walk and bike throughout the city and see these awesome pieces of artwork from those local and national artists. And the fun thing about this, it's like a visitor informed too. So you can vote on your favorite piece of artwork. And at the end of the season, it's added to the permanent collection. So voting starts June 15th on this new season of the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour.
Oh, I love that. That's very, very cool.
That is outstanding. Do you have any plans, Logan, to come up to what I like to call Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin, and look at some of our fine artwork? I think we need to expose this to Travel Wisconsin.
I don't have any active plans, but got to add it to the list. I know a couple years ago, I want to say there was a piece of tribal-inspired artwork that was unveiled by the waterfront, recognizing the ancestral bear. That's a great piece to check out.
Wow. Look at that. Off the top of his head, Greg, yeah. I threw him a curveball. I made it awkward and Logan delivered. Get out of here.
He's
that's
not
great.
The senior communication specialist for nothing. He's not like a junior or some intern. He's a senior. Okay.
And that senior
is Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Again, joining us today to talk about all the great things happening in Wisconsin. And that's something that I feel like a lot of Wisconsinites, you know, folks born and raised here like myself, we still don't know everything going on. So it's great to have you on here. But yeah. One thing that Wisconsin's definitely known for in the summertime are our festivals, whether you're talking about down in the lakefront in the southeastern area or just all over the state. But tell us about some more festivals going on around the area.
Yeah, Greg, you're spot on. Wisconsin, we're known for our festive spirit. It happens year round, but you really see it ramp up in the summer. And Travel Wisconsin, we know that folks travel in different styles. We actually help people who are looking for specific types of festivals with this feature we have on our website called Travel Styles. So if you're looking for history, culture, food, music, you can find that at travelwisconsin.com/travelstyles. But there's some fun music festivals in the works. Are either of you familiar with the Eau Claire's Festival?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've heard of it. Yeah, it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had the fortune of going several years back for the second year, and they are making their grand return this summer. They took a several year hiatus, and we're very happy to see them coming back. This is the brainchild of Eau Claire's own Justin Vernon, of course, of indie music band Bon Iver. You can get your tickets now for the festival. It's July 24th to the 25th, and it's really going to be this eclectic lineup of musicians, bands, and artists.
I'm really happy that's back because I was really like, I have friends who went every year and they were really bummed when it stopped happening. But I'm really glad that he brought it back to Eau Claire too. I mean, I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, I am personally sad. I have a separate trip planned that weekend, but I'm looking forward to the 2027 edition.
Go ahead, Logan. Sorry.
I was just going to ask, are either of you feeling a little hungry?
Always, every day, all the time. Seriously, what are you talking about? Did you bring some food? If not, why are you asking?
We'll get it overnighted to you, Greg. Don't worry.
Let's go.
No, I have some great food festivals if you want to hear a couple of those.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, please.
So for something a little sweet, the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival, that's coming up this month. That's a great one. It's going to be thousands of other strawberry lovers. It's an annual gathering on June 27th to the 28th. And it's going to be, you know, live music, local vendors, family-friendly activities, and, of course, strawberry-flavored dishes like your shortcake. But you have to pair that with something savory. That's the Ellsworth Cheese Curd Festival.
So, that cracked me up because, first of all, I love that in Wisconsin there's a Cheese Curd Festival, because even if there was no festival, well, what would we be doing? We'd still be eating cheese curds, but this allows us to take it to another level. But I love the idea of the strawberries and the cheese curds together. You're right. The sweet and savory. Get out of town. Come on.
Right? It pairs two of our passions, great food and community gathering. That is happening June 26th to the 27th. So there's a little bit of an overlap. You can make both of those festivals in the same weekend. And actually, the festival goers, they're going to consume over 6,000 pounds of curds, including the event's signature creation. This is the cinnamon sugar dessert curd.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds so good. Maybe we'll send Dom up there as a special correspondent.
Please, please. I would love that.
Oh, man. I haven't tasted it personally, but I've only heard great things. I mean, talk about pairing savory and sweet with a cinnamon sugar dessert curd.
Totally.
No, I'm really hungry. My gosh.
So let's talk about, I know we've talked about this before, Logan, but there's an area of Wisconsin I've never been to. And a lot of people say it's the most beautiful area in the entire state. And people probably think I'm north in Marinette. You can go about 3 hours further north to Bayfield and check out the Apostle Islands. And I know you have this under summer experiences, a seasonal cultural venue, in addition to American Players Theater, which is beautiful in Spring Green, but this is Big Top Chautauqua. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a quintessential summertime experience. It's in rural Bayfield, and you are just going to join other music lovers under this large blue circus-style tent. It's actually like a really historic venue. They've hosted acts like Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Randy Carlyle, and John Prine. So they bring in some big names, but this year they have this eclectic lineup of local, regional, and national acts. They're also launching the inaugural Lake Effect Music Festival. It's going to be this 2-day celebration in August of music and outdoor adventure. And then something I just learned about today, they are planning a super secret concert. There's no details exactly on who's performing, but it is one of their most requested return acts in history. That's going to be happening September 10th, and they are putting tickets on sale, and it's just one of those surprise grab bag concerts.
This is
in Bayfield?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a long drive, though, if you buy tickets and then get there and don't like it.
Millie Vanilli.
Ice baby.
No, he's got a different gig coming up. Don't worry about that. It's fine.
No kidding. All right. Our guest is Logan Rogge. He is the senior communications specialist at Travel Wisconsin. He joins us here periodically to tell us what's going on around the state, our beautiful state, the state of summer, really. There's no place better to be than Wisconsin during summer. When we come back after this really short break, we're going to talk to him about where he was, a big tourist trap, but he had a great time there. And then we'll ask him about maybe a couple of hidden gems too. A reminder, folks, that this hour's keyword in our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest is fun, F-U-N. We are coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, folks. We are doing Thursday, probably better than, I would say, Greg, we've ever done it. This is the Thursday on Nightlight, as far as I'm concerned, since we've been in this iteration.
Come at us, haters.
Yeah, let's go. But we have our pal Logan Rogge is here. He is the senior communication specialist at Travel Wisconsin. They do great work there, promoting the state, getting the word out about our beautiful places to visit in and around Wisconsin. We're talking about summer festivals, outdoor art, and all kinds of fun stuff. Logan, you shared with us in an email that you recently went to the Dells, and tell us about that trip, because I think sometimes for a guy like me, I don't necessarily want to go where it's very crowded, but the Dells are also really fun and pretty cool. So I would love to hear about your experience there recently.
Yeah. So one of the things I love about the Dells is it's such a dynamic destination. There's always something new each season. It's this like innovative edge that the community just brings out in the attractions. And I was recently there just checking out some of the new ways visitors can explore or enjoy the community. I checked out the Kalahari Treehouse Adventures. Mm-hmm. And this is one of Wisconsin's most elevated lodging options. Literally, it's these modern cabins that are on stilts, placed in a forest right on the lake on the edge of Lake Delton. You walk in, wow, and you are going to be hit with that fresh cabin smell. I kid you not. Like, it's just this beautiful smell of that cedar wood that makes up the cabin. And they were actually designed by Pete Nelson. He's the star of the former Animal Planet show Treehouse Masters.
Oh wow!
So they're just thoughtfully designed. They've got little touches like board games hidden throughout for folks to just spend some quality time together. Each of them comes with a private fire pit, screened in porch. So that's a new way to spend the night in the Dells. And then I was truly blown away by my experience at Aquavia Lumina. So I might have mentioned this on the program before, but it is this, I would call it an otherworldly attraction. It's essentially this sensory experience of light, sound, and illusion. So you start by walking this mile trail down into Sandstone Canyon on the mythical journey following a deer to the source. And each phase of Aquavia Lumina, there is just this such well thought out and designed production with it. You're going to be hearing sounds coming from hidden speakers and see projections and lights play off the rocks. And it's such, like I said, an otherworldly experience.
Wow. That sounds so very cool. My goodness. I got so much to do this summer. Mike, I got to start making plans like right now. Now, really quick, Logan, we talked about this on yesterday's show about a story that was why the Midwest quest is the hottest travel trend of 2026. And you work for Travel Wisconsin. You are in the thick of it. You know what people are traveling for and why they're coming here. Why do you think people are all of a sudden, I don't want to say they're starting to discover the Midwest, but it's becoming a trend, or people really want to come to this area for vacation or a getaway or whatever it may be?
Yeah, I think that's just a combination of a couple things. You know, we are home to some just really authentic experiences. Whether you're coming here to taste our cheese, which wins more awards than any other state or country, or if you want to experience a pizza farm, as we discussed last time.
Funniest joke I've ever said in the world.
Yes.
Explore our outdoors on the Ice Age Trail, which is only in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm, Wisconsin that's cool. offers these, unique visitor experiences. So that's part of it. But it's also just our welcoming nature in Wisconsin. We hear it from so many folks who come here and they just feel so invited and so welcome in whatever community they travel in. We have that perfect balance of urban exploration and just, rural and outdoor getaways that folks are, waking up. They're discovering that we're not a flyover destination. We are a fly-to destination.
Boom.
Well said.
That was great, Logan.
That's why he's the senior communication specialist.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very well said. Logan, we have a couple minutes left. I have a twofold question here. Tell us, we just talked about the Dells. jam-packed with tourists because it's such a fun place. What is like a hidden gem here? Where is a place that tourists, if there are any, haven't discovered yet, or where Wisconsinites like to go for some R&R that maybe is not on the beaten path? And then second part, do you have a favorite James Bond movie? The questions go hand in hand.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So hidden gems, one that comes to my mind from personal travels is Kinstone. It is this modern megalithic garden along the Mississippi River on the Great River Road. So think Wisconsin's Stonehenge. Oh, cool. I went there a couple years back. It was just this like contemplative, quiet destination of these incredible pieces of art made out of, you know, boulders that are 10 tons. So I think that's one that a lot of folks haven't even heard of yet.
Wow, I haven't heard of it. I'm looking at it in the map right now. It looks really cool.
Yeah. And wow. As far as like a city, a destination, I've spent some time in Wausau and just absolutely love mm-hmm. that city. They have some really great restaurants, whether it's the Velveteen Plum with, you know, rooftop views of Rib Mountain, some really cool, unique shopping destinations and great art. So at the Lee Yaqui Woodson Art Museum, that's a free museum. So those are some hidden gems for you.
That's great.
And then James Bond, I'm going with Skyfall.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
There you go. All right.
But Pete, I would be remiss to not plug that there is a James Bond vehicle collection at the Automotive Gallery in Green Bay.
That is a special place too. Boy, you know your stuff, Logan. Thank you so much. This was enlightening and fun. Always great to catch up with you, pal. And look forward to next time.
Appreciate the time.
All right, that's Logan Rogge, Senior Communications Specialist from Travel Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break for the news. We're going to come back and we're going to read your text. And by the way, you have just a few seconds to get the keyword in. Fun, F-U-N. That sounds fun. Get it in quickly. And then we're coming back from Movie Club. That's next hour. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.